you just said you gave me consent. Now you're withdrawing it, which is fine.
Yeah, but then, that's a mad metaphor to use.
Yeah, you can withdraw the consent. That's fine, but just...
Nah, I should have definitely used a different analogy.
Yeah, I think wow. so. Yeah, but, you know, you went
wow.
there. We went there, and I'm just making it clear that, you know, if you want to withdraw consent, you can withdraw consent
yes,
at any time.
Yes, you can.
And there's
anytime,
not a problem.
That's fine by me. Anytime. I've got two hands and Wi-Fi. I'm good, bro. I don't need... Listen! I'm not the
withdraw
guy on
consent
the,
at
I'm
any
not the
time.
Guy on the pod. I don't lose my mind over that, bro. If there's one thing I'm not losing my mind over is that if you say, listen, I could be mid-stroke and you say no, you'd never yeah. see me get out so fast.
Welcome, oh, welcome, yeah. welcome. He does it every week, cuz. Every week without fail, man. I don't know what porn you watch before you come into the studio, but... There we go, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akidiri, and I'm joined by the electable
Kazeem Jamal.
And as you may notice, the ones that are watching on YouTube on the visuals, there are just the two of us today.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
You and I. Boom blast. Just the two of us because Darren Griffiths, his partner, Naomi, has given birth.
Yo!
I can bleep that out. No, in fact, he's on socials, tags her and stuff, and also done a Daily Mail article with the both of them with their faces on.
Okay.
So that is not someone that he's trying to keep confidential. That okay. is someone you're loud and proud of. Well, the right wingers know. The left wingers ain't got a clue. They don't read Daily Mail. But yes. him and his partner, Naomi, his wife, I should say, make that very clear. People like to know if they're actually married, have given birth to their second child, which he's named publicly, hasn't he?
Just wait for
him. Okay. He's given birth to his child, a son. Give it up for Darren Griffiths.
Yeah.
And the addition to his family. That's big up, man. Big up, big up, big up, big up. So he's currently on paternity leave. So that's why he's not with us today. So that's the thing. That's the type of pod we are.
No pay.
No pay, but you got that paternity leave in it. We allow you to go do your thing with your newborn. Could be nice like that.
100%.
So he's got... That's why he's not here, if you're wondering. So that's
when is
why.
He back?
Boy, max 2 weeks, boy. It's unpaid, but that is an unpaid 2 weeks.
Did you know if you work for the HMRC, you get a full year, full pay?
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No, is that shared with the mother? Because I know you can share your maternity, paternity pay. I know there's all that talk, but I didn't know
From
you.
From what I've heard, it's full year, full pay.
Right, I may have to go work for the government. Man.
That's why no one picks up the phone.
Right, because they're on leave like that. They're yeah, oh, HMRC. Woo, when it came to self-assessment pay period, I was on the phone for an hour. I'm like, do you want this money, cuz? Do you want it? Why are you making me wait an hour? Is that when I'm in the supermarket and the queue is longer than three people? I don't even want to wait because I don't want to pay. I pay because it's a law-abiding citizen, but don't make me wait to pay. That's an inconvenience. I'm wasting money and time. I don't like that.
For all... what's the saying? For all... Anyway, just for anyone that's intrigued...
Yeah,
and down at HMRC,
mm.
I started working as a comedian. That's them.
Boy, they had working comedians. They said, "Right, they said on your form."
That's them. I started in July last year,
July 2022.
Yeah, and on the website it said, you know, that I don't have to file my one until next year.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Everything, there was nothing. I was struggling.
Yeah?
Didn't receive a cent.
That's it, man. You were doing open mics and stuff
open
like that.
Open mics.
Jeez. Open mics. Open mics at Indigo too.
Late nights and open mics. That's how the name came about.
Is it?
That's what I put in the group. I said, I
oh, know. Yeah, yeah. Then we had to switch it a little bit just to make yeah. it clear. But, rotted, late. So, you did.
There was an open mic at the O2.
Wahala, yeah, mm-hmm. Wahala open mic. Indigo to 18,000 people, you did an open mic, yes. unpaid.
Yes.
And the audience paid.
I don't know.
You don't know. I think the tickets were like 20 quid. 20 quid times 1,800, that's big maths, but I can't do off head. But you didn't get a dime.
I wouldn't know.
And you were one of the stars of the show, apparently.
Who said that?
That's what you and Darren were saying.
I was doing the lights.
You're doing the lights?
I was on work experience.
You put the lights on for yourself as you walked on.
I was on work experience.
Work experience?
Yeah.
That pays what? Three bills? What'd you get that night?
Huh? handshake.
You had like Guy Goma on this thing.
I had a handshake and a job well done.
Job well done. Yeah. Good volunteering.
July. Which one's my camera? July.
Guilty. They said you're guilty. You're guilty.
I still owe HMRC money.
Everyone owes HMRC money.
I still owed him from about 2018.
You're really spilling beans. So, you know, if they watch this and they use this as evidence against you, be careful, cuz. It's video evidence.
No, when I logged back in, I tried to log back in with different credentials.
Just to see.
Try and make a new account. You know, like your UTR number and that, yeah. Just to make a different...
You think this is like Betfred? We can just make a new account.
I tried with a different email.
Yeah.
And obviously I had moves, so I tried with a different address.
No doubt.
But obviously, they make you give certain identification.
Yeah, like your NI number.
Yeah, and it's so dumb. And then I pressed okay to everything.
Yeah.
And then the page opened up. And it didn't say this, but it might as well have. It said, we've been waiting for you. Mr. Bond.
Yo.
We've been expecting you.
Man turned around with holding a cat stroking in a dark room like.
I saw the number. I said, Jesus Christ. Number's not that bad, but still.
Look, man. That's
but the thing I like, it said, you want to pay this off bit by bit? I said, yeah, in 2024.
Yeah, installments, man. Yeah, relax, man.
We'll do that in 2024.
Don't kill yourself.
We'll add the new one to this and then we'll work down from there.
Boom blast. Can't be paying one lump sum.
You'll get your money.
Eventually.
All right, Pablo, you get the money.
You get the money, cuz. Leave off.
I'm starving the streets until I get my money. When I get my money, you get your money.
That's like that guy who he was on a podcast called The Baby Fathers, and they had this guy.
Boo. No, I'm joking. Big up, you guys.
They're doing their thing.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, we need to stop being nice to other podcasts. And just start beefing other podcasts.
You think that's the way to get up?
All I do is fail. Where you man at, yeah?
Ali Woods, yeah?
Yeah. Tom Elwes, yeah? No.
So what you man?
Tom wants the guest, no?
He doesn't want the guest. We can beef
so
him before
Ali
he gets.
Ali Woods, yeah? You ain't got kids, fam.
Come over to Death Row, Tom.
Yeah.
Come over to Death Row.
We don't have to have a ginger man and dancing all in the music videos and the podcast clips. Come to Death Row.
Come, Tom. You know you want to.
Get me.
Boom blast. But yeah, The Baby Fathers, obviously there was a guy on, he was talking about child support and how he's struggling to pay.
Is that light skin guy?
No. He's, if you're thinking about the light skin guy with the beard, he's the correct guy. Apparently he's the one that talks sense when it comes to paying child support.
Yeah, he talks a lot of stuff.
So now I'm talking about another guy who they lamb blasted on the socials. They called him a deadbeat, all types of derogatory terms, because he was basically saying how he gets, when child support take a lump, a gross amount, I think it's like 9 or 12% from his salary, and he's saying that they don't understand he struggles. So they just take the money, and he'd rather not give that much because he can't afford that much because he's got other loans to pay, and then they'll just getting at him saying, oh, you're a deadbeat, you're dish, your dad. They'll just.
It's a sticky one.
Sticky one.
Because when someone just gives you a number and says, that's what we're taking.
Yeah.
Like, you're a doctor, right?
Mm.
Imagine you walked into one of your patients.
Yeah.
And they know they got to give part of their leg.
Yeah.
All right. But you go, yeah, we're going to take it from up here.
Yeah.
And they're like, can we talk about this?
Obviously, there's all going to be that yo, negotiation.
And you go, no.
Bruv, but then they'll say you shouldn't have been fucking around. Like, in this case, it could be someone that's diabetic and we need to, like, chop off the foot because the foot's all manky.
Yeah, okay, so the foot's all manky, but you go, we need to fight as well.
Yeah, I'll be like...
And they're like, please.
Please, I would like my knee, please.
Yeah, please.
I'll be like, look, man, you're at risk of further complications of the legs we need to take above the thigh. And I'll try to explain it to the medical terms. They probably won't hear it.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. When we hop to it.
Yo, but that's
9%. Did he say what his income was?
No, he didn't say the number.
9% of his annual income.
Gross. So every month they just take, I think it's even maybe up to 12%.
So it's on his monthly income.
Gross. So every month, gross, bang, taken. And he's like, that's too much. I can't handle
it. Yeah, but it could still be, why'd you say gross, by the way?
Gross. What is it?
It's gross.
Gross, yeah, gross. My missus will go, you're not speaking correct English. Boom, gross.
But is it, you can still do gross on annual income. But they decided to do
you can, but monthly. Every month, they just, well, annual even be worse. That'll be one big lump sum.
No, no, no.
So every month they're taking their nine, I think it's 12%, but whatever, they're taking that percentage from you.
No, but that actually makes it seem worse. If they do it on your monthly, if they tell you 9% or whatever on your monthly income.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out there, for example, yeah?
Mm.
If I make 20 bags a year.
Yeah.
20 grand a year. Yeah. Just in case.
Who are you specifying for?
People. Oyin was...
You're honest, like, on Facebook, the pod's doing actually quite well, and it's a very diverse audience we're
so there you go.
Creating on Facebook.
I'm switching my dialogue for all...
In terms of ages and ethnicities. Yeah,
for all members.
Good.
For all members of the pod.
So thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening, and don't...
And girls, by the way.
We're saying guys as... A collective. Sorry,
yeah, but they'll say that that's the patriarchy, though, because guys, men, you're saying...
If that triggers you, stop watching the pod. I can't do it. I just had a weekend of this. I don't care. I've actually figured out what my lane is, and I'm so excited to start it. Yeah.
What, right-wing comedian?
No. I'll tell you in a second. Anyway, yeah. So I'm changing my dialogue. Yeah, I'm using my lexicon.
Boom.
Yeah. A bank of words. For those that didn't know what it was.
Such a cunt.
Okay. For all the listeners.
Yeah.
For all the guys out there. For all the guys and girls. And
that's it.
And non-binary.
Everything in between.
Yeah, there you go. So if I made £20,000 a year.
Yeah.
And you go, right, I'm going to take 10% of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that two bags?
10%, yeah, two bags, two, yeah, bags. 20.
Right, I got dyscalculus, so don't get at me for my maths.
Mm.
Yeah, I read really well, though. so two bags,
yeah,
from 20,000,
yeah,
doesn't seem that bad.
Okay,
right, but if I make, it levels out. I just did it in my head.
Of course, it's the same. Sorry, it's either you take 2 grand. Or you take whatever the equivalent is, 2,000 divided by 12, which is under 200 something, probably 180 or
but
whatever.
But actually, they're saying 2 grand. Actually, that's before tax.
Yes, gross. So they just take it before tax. So on these pay slip, it probably goes all these deductions, and they just take it from that. So instead of after tax, they take it before. So he's like, that's a bigger amount, da 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 da, and stuff. So he was a big man and complaining, and then everyone's basically like, well, you did father this child. So
yeah.
Come on.
But
come on.
See me, I'm the type of person that likes to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
And I think as comedians, that's how we go towards topics. You go how you feel.
Yeah.
And then how others might feel.
Mm.
And then, like we just said, everything in between.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so you try and hit all angles.
Mm.
You know? So it is, I can see why he's fuming, why someone has told him.
Yeah.
Essentially how much his child is... I don't want to say anything that's going to get me lit up on this topic.
Look, anything that's not, he should pay what he's due, is going to get you lit up, cuz.
Yeah, obviously pay for your kid.
Yeah. But and also, I think it's just the way, obviously, but people are going to associate him, the way he's talking about not wanting to pay, because he's basically talking about ways of trying to avoid paying.
Okay, so that's different.
He's like, I'm going to go self-employed, catch me then.
If it was me, and it was a case of like, if it was me, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not anything like this guy.
Yeah.
It was me, though, and they were like, yeah, we're coming for X percent.
Yeah.
I'd be like, but you don't know anything.
Mm.
You don't know, I could have my own demons. I could be a gambling addict, a drug addict, right, an alcoholic. Probably shouldn't be a parent if I'm any of those three things.
Yeah, that's the first part.
But they're out there.
They right? exist, 100%.
I could have other dependents.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mum might need help.
Yeah.
My siblings might need help. I could, or my parents have passed away. You know what I mean? That was just for one.
Yeah, touch wood.
That was just
yeah.
for one of them. No, I'm joking. That's too far.
man, not that's twice. Far, I said, okay, for both. He said, no, I'm going to clarify. I was being a cunt.
Yeah. You know, my parents passed away and I'm the primary caregiver of my sibling. There's so many things for someone to just look at a piece of paper and go, 10%.
Yeah, but that's what the law is, isn't it? I don't know how they calculate what how 10, 12, 9, whatever it is percent.
Yeah, I'm sure
is
they do their due diligence.
Yeah, but they've decided and they take it gross because they don't want someone to, as you say, come and be like, oh, I've got to pay for this. They just take it gross because they don't want to hear no excuses. Mm, they just take it. We're like, oh, but I've got to pay for this. Got take it, gone. It's done. Because if you let them, if you gave people a choice and they pay after tax, the excuses you'll be hearing.
Yeah, no, you just got to give the money up, bro. And even, you know.
Pay your dues, man. It takes two to make a child.
Yeah, like, you have to do what you got to do, man. You had 9 months. You knew what was coming. This is what I keep saying, bro. It's not a week.
It's not
a week.
And
it's not Animal Planet where the deer is born and the mum says, get up.
We gotta step up. People know in it, but
this, you had 9 months to get your shit together.
The thing, I don't know. I get the impression they were probably together at the time and then they broke up subsequently.
But still, you
so everyone
you think, need to know that if this doesn't work out.
Everyone has rose tinted glasses, though, innit?
No, because this is a bit that I'm going to start working on, right? Because you know how you hear people say, oh, we tried for a baby to save the relationship?
Yeah, that's failure.
Oh, my days. That's going to end your relationship.
100%.
That's going to end it.
Yeah, it's the most stupid thing.
Even in like a happy, you know, flourishing relationship.
Yeah.
A baby turns that all on his head.
Oh, it tests it.
All on his head.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a bit of your in the back of your mind being like, there's a possibility at some point.
Yeah.
When he's 1 week old, 1 year old, 15 years old, me and mum might not be together. It happens.
It happens.
And you have to look at things.
Divorce is 50-60%, whatever it is.
Not even divorce, not even if you're married, but this might not work out.
Yeah.
Right? So then you also, I don't know about you, but I have to look at different avenues. So this is, you know, what I want to happen.
Yeah.
This is, you know, what I want. Be in my kid's life, family, until the day God says enough is enough.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah. But I also got to think, like, if this doesn't work, like, then cool. Like, I've had things.
Have you made contingency plans? Is that what you're saying?
Not contingency plans, but it does cross my mind. It's like, all right, what would I do? Fuck, I'd have to go back in to my mum's and then try and, you know, find a place and shit.
That shit's
expensive when you want. Okay. Then I'm going to have to give her some money as well.
Yeah.
Every month, as well as, you know, just, you know, find time for my child. But I'm probably going to be working through the nose. I don't know if I could do stand-up anymore because I'm going to have 15 jobs, you know? And then you kind of, not in a spiteful way, but sometimes you kind of look at your partner like, this has to work.
Oh, yeah.
It's much easier as a two than it is as a one.
Breaking up, especially when there's a child involved, is difficult because it's not just financial. It's also time. It's also emotions, all that other stuff. So they're always messy. It's never just split and move.
Yeah, when all of a sudden, I'm not coming back to the house where you are.
Yeah, your lives are intertwined.
And now I have to find, not that I would be moaning about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now I actually do have to think a bit more about like, when can I have my son?
And you'll put that on your fridge magnet on your calendar own house.
That's data. Remember me.
I mean, that's interesting you say that, but what is, are you thinking these things after like an argument or are these just thoughts that are just intrusive thoughts that come into your head? Like, I just want to know when they come into your mind and your thinking.
That's a good question. I'll be transparent, like, the last 6 months haven't been easy.
And that coincides with your son being born?
Yeah. It's definitely tested the boundaries of the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
As it would do?
Yeah. I don't know about, I can only speak for myself in it, but in maybe some more than others, you know? Like me more, mine, more than others. But I don't know what anyone else goes through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You never really know. We'll close the doors.
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint when like I think of these things, but I do think like on the flip side of things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like what would it look like? What would I have to do?
Mm.
It'd be much harder.
Of course.
I'd then be looking at my comedy work like,
just take a time away.
But also I can't knock, you know, my partner, his mum. Like I know that I would be able to see him every day.
Mm.
There'd be no animosity there. Wouldn't be one of them ones where you just go, yeah, you got Tuesdays and weekends.
Yeah.
You know? So it's all good. It's all good. But
hopefully that's not your portion. Hopefully he doesn't get to any of that.
No. Listen, man. We've overcome a lot, man. Even before this pregnancy.
Yeah.
We've overcome a lot.
Yeah. You're on a journey together.
Yeah. So a lot happened in 2022, man. So
yeah.
All revolving around the same thing, but a lot happened. So I think it's only natural you go, what if this doesn't work out? I guess. It's only natural that your brain starts to go, maybe start thinking about how to protect yourself.
You and your emotions.
Yeah. And what would you do? And just so it's like I don't know. It's like having a bag and packing it. Not to leave. This is a metaphor. It's like having a bag and packing it. No, this is a better metaphor. It's like buying a car and putting it there and just being going like, that's just in case I need to drive it. But then like putting it in the garage, putting the tarp over it, locking the door, you know, throwing the key.
Yeah.
And then you've got like a emergency brake glass thing, hammer, and being like, all right, I don't think about that car anymore.
Yeah.
But somewhere deep in the back of my head, I know that car's there. Just so I know that if it all goes downhill.
Yeah.
Really, so that I can do the right thing by my son and by my son's mother. Really. So long story short, that guy's an arsehole.
Or your son?
No. On that pod. That don't want to pay for his kid. Fuck you, man.
No, he's an arsehole. No, they let him know. I think he was fighting back on his social, but they let him know that, yeah, they think he's a POS. So
whatever happens, whether you live happily ever after or you don't, look after your family.
Fendi facts. Can't say it more, man.
Look after your family, man. And no matter what, those people are your family.
Fendi facts.
Even if you're not with the mother or father of your child, you know, unless it's like mitigating circumstances where the guy's like, you know, them real piece of shit guys. But the guys that, you know, that are okay but need to pick it up a little bit here or there.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit, man. You know, look after your family.
Fendi facts.
And your son's mother is his family and your son is your family. So some fucking how you guys are all family, even if you're not together.
That's it.
Look after your family. Pay for your kids. And yeah.
And time with them if you can as well.
Wear condoms if you got a problem. You know what I mean?
That's it, man. These kids didn't ask to be here.
Yeah.
So, and you got to make sure you choose who you lay down with.
And also to all the new dads out there, man, you know, it's a journey as well. You're not going to get everything right.
Yeah.
Even when you're with the mother of your child, you're not going to get everything right. Mm-hmm. There's things I thought I would do and I haven't. There's things that I do that I thought I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And some things I've had to, you know, it's just a puzzle, man. And you're just trying to put pieces together.
You're just trying to work it out.
It's nuts. You're
on this new thing.
It's nuts.
I guess it's a bit different. Your partner's sort of gone through this before. So she hasn't, to an extent, obviously.
Yeah.
So she has some experience, but largely you're going on this journey together because she's not done this with you before.
Yeah, and you know, without spilling too much of the beans, like she didn't do it for too long with.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
With my man.
Yeah, so it's still new to her.
Yeah, of course.
And it's still new to her for someone like me.
Yeah.
Who is, yeah, we laugh and joke, bloody, bloody, blah, don't take the washing up and all that kind of stuff. But it's, you know, someone that will do the school run and will go shopping and will, you know, all them kind of things?
Yeah.
You know, drop my stepdaughter to a party and this and that and this and that. And so Yeah, it's all a journey, man. And there's things you'll figure out about yourself, and there's
100%.
Yeah, and there's things you'll figure out about each other. You know what I'm saying? And,
oh, so it's a deeper level.
Yeah,
you go to a deeper level in your relationship once you have a child.
And she's and my partner's developed parts of her that were, you know, closed off, and she's a lot more transparent with things.
Yeah.
Since we're on the topic, especially around financial things.
Yeah.
Very proud, very independent.
Mm. I
like to ask for help.
But even that comes from obviously a period of time when she was on her own two feet by herself, and now
it's
a situation where you've come and you two have become one in that sort of sense.
And we had a we had a discussion.
Mm.
Let's say it's a discussion about a week ago. And it was like, it was airing a lot of things. It was like, well, you said you didn't need X, Y, and Z, so why are you asking me for X, Y, and Z now? And and it was a lot of you used this and you that, and you said this and you did that. And then at the end of it, we both were just like, well, this is what needs to be done, isn't it? And it's not, and really, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So
I think that's the importance of discussion, man. I think a lot of times we harbour thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
And when we don't get off our chest, it ebbs away at us. It eats
and the
away
last
at us.
Thing you want to do is fall out over money, man.
Oh, 100%.
Can't take it with you.
Yeah.
And it's for the kids. She's not asking me to buy Louis Vuittons.
Well, that's where a lot of the animosity comes, because some people who aren't with their partners see it as, well, I'm giving her money. And it's like...
But that's what that guy said on the other guy with the beard. He said, yeah, well, if she goes and takes that money and buys this and buys that, are you stupid?
Mm.
Because whatever money she works for, it's the same difference.
Yeah.
Just because it came out of your bank account, say like you gave £100 cash in her hand and then she went and bought a pair of trainers.
Yeah.
Right? That's not you buying a pair of trainers.
Mm.
That's not your money buying a pair of trainers. That's still her money buying a pair of trainers. And the £100 that's sitting in her bank account is buying your kid nappies and whatever. It's the same difference.
But people can't see it like that, innit?
Yeah, so it's like...
But then I think that's the thing. They don't see it as going to the child. They see it as giving it to the mama. It's almost like I've had it before where someone owes you money.
Mm.
Then you see them snapping that they're in the club.
They pop
the bottle.
Mm.
You're like, you're spending my money. Everyone's like, you're spending my money, because obviously you're going to feel a type of way. You're not going to be like, all right, well, that could have been money from... separate. You're gonna be like, that is my money, and that's what happens. Unfortunately, I think these guys see that as their money, and they become militant. It's almost like when you give money to someone who's begging on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Then now people try to police how they spend that money, and it's like if they want to go buy a can of cider, I think if you're living in the street, you're gonna need something to kill the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would you start buying raisins and nuts and stuff when? You know, you need something to keep you going.
Yeah, that's going to depress you even more.
So, you know. So, yeah. I think a lot of the time when we give people money and we feel that because we've given you money, we're the good Samaritan and you...
Well, you want a receipt.
Yeah.
Essentially, you want a receipt.
Boom, boom. That's it.
And to be fair, it's probably like you probably got, you know, your ex who's the mother or father, mother of your child. No, that wasn't a digger anyway. I was just thinking, like, it's very rare that it's the other way around.
Well, yeah, as guys anyway.
Yeah. If it's dad and dad, then yeah. That's
yeah?
Cool. Yeah. Someone's got to get the money, innit? Someone's Fendi the facts. Primary caregiver. And same if it's mum and mum. But it's like, that's... Okay, so that situation, homeless people... And I don't know, maybe if you can think of anyone, is where you probably give money and you don't get a receipt.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, you're giving it to the ether.
There's no
charity as well. It's all like charity. You don't know how it's going to be spent. You like to think.
Yeah, there's no paper trail.
There's no paper trail. These charities are meant to, they do these flow charts on their annual reports where it's like, oh, this went to this, this went to that, this went to paper, went to stationery, this went to actually giving money to the kid, wherever the kid is and stuff. Yeah.
So it's... I can see the grey area there where you're like, I don't actually know where my money's gone.
Mm.
But it's fucking money, man.
But that's the thing. I think there needs to be this attitude of, boom, you trust you. So obviously, if you see evidence that the kid's like malnourished and
oh, yeah.
the mom's got Louis Vuitton, then that's when you go to child services and be like, hey, by the way,
But hey, by the way, I'm taking these kids now.
Well, I don't know what the law said about all that type of stuff, but it, in terms of like, I mean, going through the courts and whatnot. But that attitude of, well, I need to look after them.
Parental assessment.
See, you know about all this type of stuff. Man. So it's that's when it's like, still. Boom blast, I don't think you're safe as a parent. I think it needs to be with me. And that's when you have that discussion. But I don't think, a lot of the time, it's not that. It's just certain
also
guys.
Also know who you're bussing in as well.
I don't think these guys do. I think these guys see, I think they see cheeks. They see breasts.
Strap up.
Then they lose their mind.
Strap up.
Nah, they want to feel it because they don't know when they could be here again. And that's the problem. They want to feel it all.
You can be here again in family court. That's when you see me again. That's when you're going to see her again, my girl.
But
you're
more time,
see her again in family court.
I think these guys lose their mind. That's what it must be. Because everyone knows about condoms. Like, at one thing when it comes to health, sexual health is something that a lot of people clued up on.
Because no one wants their thing to fall off.
A lot of things. That's like out of all the things when it comes to people will be eating chicken wings and chips to the death.
Mm.
But they know about their sexual health.
Yeah. Yeah, because
that's their manhood. They
because
look
you don't want to feel anything burn when you pee.
I remember a guy who came into, I was working nights in A&E, came in 3 times each night because he was barebacking. I told him the first night, like, gave him the medication to, like, whilst you're on this treatment, no sex.
Allow it, yeah.
He even came with his mom, just said, look.
Oh, no.
Told him, look, tell him. He knows. I told him already, no. See him the next. I said, with all due respect, I don't want to see you again. go stay in your room, play Call of Duty or some shit. Next day, I come and see him in the waiting rooms. I said, hey, come. People like,
he skipped that queue quick.
I called him. The people like, I've been waiting 3 hours. I said, this is an emergency. They pulled him to the side. So walk on. Boom. I went
did
again.
Did you say walk on?
I probably did. He's a young black guy. And I said, yo, like, what happened? Another, they call it oopsie, unprotected sexual intercourse. He said he had another one. I said, what? Different person. I said, what?
This guy's out of here, bro.
I said, what are you doing? Like, what are you really doing? Because you're not even giving the chance that the antibiotics to work. Because we don't even know. Like, what you got. So now you have to tell the person from the day before. They told this one. I said, if I see you again, I don't want to. Like, I think I'll refuse to see you. Then the next day, I see him in the waiting room. I just left it. I don't know what happened. I didn't even look at his notes.
Oh, my days.
So just barebacking nation. Just barebacking.
I want to clear something up before we move on, by the way. When I was speaking on the discussion me and my partner had, I don't want it to seem like to the viewers and listeners that I weren't doing my thing. It was a very specific detail.
Yeah, I guess now, because you haven't said, and now you've highlighted it, they're going to be like, what is it? But then now you don't want to tell them what is it because it's personal, so you got to hold that.
Yeah, it's personal. But like, it was a very specific detail, and it was a case of like, he said, she said. And it was like, you said this.
Yeah.
And it was like, she said, yeah, but you said this.
Clarity.
And it's now, and my thing was, don't say something if you're then going to say, but actually, a little bit later.
Mm.
Just be open and honest from the beginning, because I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Take the hit initially.
Yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying?
No surprise.
We got over it, and I'm doing it.
Boom.
You know, it's not a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. It was never about the money, I want to say. It was never, ever, ever about the money. It was the fact that you said this and now you're saying this.
Just say it
from the beginning. Let's just put all our cards on the table the beginning so we all know where we stand, right? And we can just, this never has to come up again and we don't have to fall out over
petty stuff.
This topic.
Yeah.
Which isn't even a topic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the...
But it's all about expectation management.
It's the topic,
it?
But it's not the target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's all about expectation management and obviously transparency, clarity, two people being on the exact same page. That's where the happiness is.
And now we are. I'd never, ever, you know, not contribute towards my son or like my kids.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'd never not do that.
And that's
it was more of a just tell me from the beginning what it is.
And you think that's partly, again...
It'd be like going to bed with a girl.
Yeah.
She goes, don't put it in my ass. And you go, okay.
Yeah.
No, sorry. She says, you can put it in my ass.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you put the tip in there. And she goes, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay. I thought you gave me consent.
The, the argument isn't about whether I can bang you in the ass or not.
Yeah.
The argument is about, well, why didn't you just say that from the beginning that I couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Instead of saying I could do it and then having a go at me.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'll mess with anyone's head.
Yeah. Because it's just... I probably could have picked a better...
analogy.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, stealthing and rape are crazy things.
Very... No, that's not stealthing, bro. Oh, man. This is a mad rabbit hole. That's not stealthing or...
Stealth...
Or grape.
Stealthing... I thought stealthing was where, let's say, two people have agreed intercourse with a condom and during the act, the fella takes off the condom and inserts without condom. I thought that's what stealthing was.
Oh, which I don't even know what
also
it
is. Constitutes as rape, but
yeah that's not what I was saying. I was saying,
yeah, I know what you're saying. You were saying put the tip in and then you're like, I'm gonna put the tip in. Why are you putting the tip in? You just said you gave me consent, now you're withdrawing it, which is fine.
Yeah,
but then,
that's a mad metaphor to use.
Yeah, you can withdraw the consent, that's fine, but just
nah, I should have definitely used a different analogy.
Yeah, I think
wow.
So could, yeah, but you know, you went
wow.
there, we went there, and I'm just making it clear that, you know, if you want to withdraw consent, you can withdraw consent
yes,
at any time.
You can.
And there's
anytime,
not a problem.
That's fine by me. Anytime. I got two hands and Wi-Fi. I'm good, bro. I don't need... Listen. I'm not the
withdraw
guy on
consent
the,
at
I'm
anytime.
Not the guy on the pod. I don't lose my mind over that, bro. If there's one thing I'm not losing my mind over is that if you say, listen, I could be mid-stroke and you say no, you'd never see me get out so fast. There would be no... No, your case would fall apart so quickly if you said whoosh. Anything to me, bruv.
Out. Boom. Done.
So
yeah.
It can you be know how front. Batman just disappears when
just
someone's talking
whoosh.
To him?
Whoosh.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Cluck. Bang.
You all I've got to hear is, I'm sorry.
Right. You're done. Bang. Shoes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what I mean? If I remember one time, right, a few years back.
Yeah.
You know, just before I met my partner. She knows about this before any of you fuckers go.
It might better be.
Yeah. I remember being at this girl's house and, you know, she was telling me that she was onto me, blah, blah,
yeah.
On the DMs and that. And I knew her. It wasn't just like a
random thing.
Random link. Anyway, we go. She's just like, come. She went to bed and she's like, come to bed. So I got into bed and started doing the ting lips in and whatnot. And I start attempting to progress the situation.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, we shouldn't. Mm. I go, cool. And I put my head on a pillow and I start going to sleep.
Yeah.
Right? 2 minutes go by. She nudges me again. Start lips in.
Mm.
So I start progressing the thing.
Mm.
She goes, oh, no, we really shouldn't. You know? Because we knew each other, but we didn't know each other that well.
Yeah. So it was a bit fast for what it was.
Yeah. And again, I went, no problem. Put my head back on the pillow.
Yeah.
Sleep. Because if there's one thing I am doing, without consent, is getting my 8 hours.
So you don't.
I'm getting my 8 hours, and then the third time, you know, I guess she thought I was gonna be on this. Oh
yeah,
I need this vagina, bro.
Do you think when you were like, okay, I'm going to sleep, she took that as, oh, he's mad at me?
I don't care what she took it as. All I heard was, we shouldn't.
Yeah, and I know, and you did the right thing clearly, yeah. But. Do you think, because it sounds like the fact that you come back, she'd be like, oh, okay, let's kind of go again. Do you think that's in part
I think she wanted me to chase her.
Okay.
And at that point in my life, I was doing okay for myself.
Mm.
Right? So I was not roasting.
Yeah.
I wasn't a hungry brother like this guy on the podcast.
Oh, because you were out there.
Well, like, I was... I was
look how your voice went.
Where are you? I was doing okay. You know what I mean? I was doing okay. If this was football, it was a prolific goal scoring season for me.
You were in
a
purple patch.
I was in a purple patch.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Papa Cisse 2012.
I know. Everyone wanted my signature that
season. Yo. Man was scoring volleys.
Then I signed a lifetime contract.
Yo.
There you go. The deal was too good.
Mad thing.
The deal was too good. But yeah, I think she wanted me to chase her. And I was just like, you know what, like.
Not fast.
I've never actually been that motivated by sex, right? I remember the first time I did it, and I remember in my head going, oh.
Is this it?
Yeah. I thought my head was going to explode.
That's how it's baited up, though, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when I thought my head was going to explode. And then I did it, and I was like, I remember the first stroke, and I was like, oh.
Mm.
And then three strikes later, it was over.
That's it. Oh yeah, you're gonna get a lot of mileage at the first one.
You know, so I've never been that motivated by sex, so I don't need to badger on. So basically, this is long story short going. Yeah. That was a really bad analogy that I used.
Yeah.
I'm not a scumbag. I should have used a different one. Here's an example of me being a good guy.
Oh, just the before you didn't want to go into the reflection section. You said I'm doing it within the same pod.
Because, boy, I don't need this to come back out later in my career being like, did you know what he likes to do?
Boom blast.
No, it was an example that has never actually happened to me.
You like the booty hole.
I just want to say, this episode's called Transparency. I've done butt stuff once.
Yo.
And it was with the mother of...
Woo! That's an exclusive to the pod. Well, you didn't say transparency. Why are you now covering your mouth? You can't call the pod transparency and then
can't have
be okay.
That's what man's doing, yeah? Yeah?
So Last week you were saying you were clapping cheeks. What's going on?
But listen...
I mean, you got a devil and an angel on your shoulder and they're just telling you different things. Because you know, 1 week you're clapping cheeks, the next is like...
Yeah, listen, I'm a mess. Yeah, but listen, fuck it. I've already said it. So basically, this is a long plot for me to say that analogy can't be real because I don't even do that stuff. Yeah,
that's not you, cuz.
You're not a bum man. Not that guy, bro.
You leave the booty
to
hole.
To me, that's an exit hole only.
Yeah, one-way traffic.
Yeah, I just tried it to bucket list.
Just to tick it off.
Tick it off.
Not for me.
And it wasn't even a try. It was like it's like opening the door and then shutting it.
You just put the tip in like you're...
No. Don't try and Kevin Jamie. Fuck. Do you know what I am, guys? I'm fucking real, right? I'm real. I'm a good guy. I'm not a pest like some people are, especially in our industry. You know what I mean?
Woo!
I'm a good guy. I tell stupid jokes. I wind people up. I go to bed, I wake back up again. That's it. I wipe my son's ass.
Boom blast, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying?
You change them nappies, boy.
Get me.
That's it, man. You're a good guy, man.
Fucking hell.
You got yourself out of that worm. We spent so long.
Yeah, shit.
Talking about Cuisine's rabbit hole. I've never explained why I'm in Scrubs. And I've got like probably only a few minutes to do so. I'm in Scrubs because early today, I went on strike. People are asking me, why are you on strike when you don't work? Well, I'm on strike in solidarity. I'm like the TV presenters. I'm basically Ian Wright. Well, that doesn't really make sense. But I'm basically Ian Wright, because shout out the TV presenters that back Gary Lineker. I'm backing my boys and my girls on the front line. So I went to the picket line and went out there supporting. So I wore this. I didn't really wear this. Had this in the bag. But just for the pod, I'm going to wear this just to show solidarity.
Boom, that's blast. Even worse.
Now, those other people in scrubs, I was like, allow it.
That's even worse.
Allow it, cuz.
You said, I'm not even going to put my scrubs on at the place that I'm meant to put them on. I'll save this for the pod.
I was going to put it on. No, I brought it with the intention to wear it at the strike, innit? And then I was like, boy, it's a bit chilly. The window's moving a bit mad. And I see people in their scrubs all kind of doing the shakes. Mm. I was like, you know what?
You could have put a jumper on underneath.
Yeah, I could have still. But I did want to strip on the street. I was by the center taff, so I wanted to pay respect.
The what?
The cenotaph.
Can you hear how he said that?
How'd you say it? Cenotaph. Centaur.
Can you hear how he said that?
How you meant to say it?
Tell me if I said this. I think I said it. I'm saying it right. Cenotaph.
What Jamaican cenotaph? You rubber rags, man. What are you? Cenotaph. Cenotaph.
All right. I called you out and I didn't
even know. Jada Pinkett. What is it? Cenotaph. Yo.
Yeah, you go with me. Yeah, it's not the cenotaph. That sounds like a shipping.
All right, man.
Star Wars.
All right, we have to Google this one. Sorry, listen, we have to Google this because
cenotaph.
See, look, you talking like you Jamaican.
Man said the cenotaph.
Oh, come on, don't do this to me.
That sounds like what Darth Vader comes in on. Get the cenotaph ready.
All right, boom blast.
Hey Siri. How do you say cenotaph? How to pronounce it? YouTube. Here we go.
Cenotaph.
What did I say?
Cenotaph.
What did you say? No, you definitely didn't say that. You said cenotaph.
I said cenotaph.
Cenotaph.
And they said cenotaph.
So I will make sure my
just, words. I just put it. I just put it depends on what your dialect is, isn't it? I just put a taf on it.
Yeah, like you. I don't, what in the patois did he just say to me? But that's. But
you
that's
they're gonna come for you now. Them EDL man, you just disrespected.
What
serious things, bro?
No. I ain't like that man that pissed on the these man. They remember when they came to be anti BLM. Mm. Then one of their dons pissed on the memorial for a police officer that had passed away. Cold.
Oh yeah.
I didn't piss nowhere, man.
Can't be doing that.
I just didn't want to strip in front of it. That's all. So I was paying homage.
Yeah.
Let's go into.
Can I quickly say though?
Hit me.
Your strike.
Yeah.
No. Okay. The medical strike.
Yeah. Let's hear this.
Is a good thing.
Mm.
Right. I just want to start with that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I
back you guys.
Swear down.
But whoever's running your marketing,
yeah,
needs a slap.
Oh, why are you slapping them?
I'm slapping them because I've seen one of their ads.
Yeah, hit
and
me.
It didn't hit me the way it should have hit me.
What was the ad?
It said, Pret have now decided to pay their employees £14 and 10 pence.
Yeah.
Junior doctors get £14 and 9 pence.
Mm.
It then said below that, congratulations, government. You can now earn more working at Pret than you can as a junior doctor.
Mm.
But, right, that just makes me feel like you're trolling me.
In what way?
It makes you feel like you're trolling me because it makes it seem like, do you know what it actually makes it seem like? It makes it seem like, and I know it's not this, but it makes it seem like you guys are going on strike for 1 pence. 1 to 2 pence.
No way.
No, but can you see where I'm coming from?
I can see where you're coming from. I think the aim of the ad is to show that obviously, when you're a doctor, it's life and death. With all due respect, working in a coffee shop isn't life and death.
Yeah.
And people working in a coffee shop with the stresses of that job are still paid more than people who make life and death decisions.
1 pence more.
1 pence more. But it shouldn't, in theory, be comparable.
It should. The campaign should have said something like...
Yeah.
Something along the lines of like, it should compare them.
Yeah, roles?
Yeah, it shouldn't say something like, well done government, you can now earn more working at Pret. Because I know the doctors, the nurses, the surgeons, you all guys are working super hard crazy hours.
Trust me, I'll be working.
But there's also no one in Pret going, fucking hell, I'm rolling in it.
I guess that's
5
true.
Years medical school, dummies. There's no one in Pret doing that.
Yeah, Pret's not sending for us. I think, I hear you to an extent. I think they probably could have, as you say, do a comparison. But I think he just wanted to show that really and truly, doctors don't have to be saving lives.
It should have said something like,
and actually make more money.
It should have said something like this, all right? It said, £14. It should have said something like this, yeah? Job one, job two. £14, 10 pence. £14, 9 pence.
Yeah.
One can save your life.
Yeah.
And one has, you'd only get if you've wasted your life. Something like that.
Yeah, the baristas would have come for our heads.
And?
But no, I know what you mean. You need to, it's the aim is to do that ad for a punch, and the punch they could have punched a bit harder.
Yeah, 100%. It didn't make me
a bit harder. I'll say it. The BMA, the British Medical Association, could have punched a little bit harder.
Yeah, that was definitely not the one. And I'm not saying my one was the one, but
you did come out of it literally on the spot.
Yeah, if you give me a bit, I'll bring one to the next one.
Yeah, bring one to the next pod.
My campaign, man.
Well, to close this pod, we had a listener's question, a dilemma, parental dilemma. Thank you so much, Cade McGill. It said, late night some wet wipes pod. So before my daughter was born, I was always said that I would be the good guy, inverted commas, and that my fiance would be the one to tell to be stern. But now I'm the complete opposite and I come across as the bad guy when it comes to the whole discipline side of things. What's your thoughts?
This is a good one because this is relatable to me. I'm fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say disciplinarian because my stepdaughter doesn't really need that kind of sternness. There's only one time I've had to really like talk to her stern, and she's been disrespectful to her mum, and you just can't disrespect your mum ever. You know, my thoughts. Listen, man, your role, you don't choose your role. Your role chooses you.
Woo!
Yeah?
Jeez!
Like Kevin Hart said, the fun tag just sometimes gets slapped on the dad's back. We didn't ask for that. We didn't ask for that, you know? So you know, if someone breaks in the house, who's going down to look?
Usually, to the door.
It's usually going to be the man.
Shouldn't be like that, but still.
It's usually going to be the man, right? And
equality.
Equality. Yeah. Listen, to all the ladies out there that go and bruck up the robber, big up you.
Yeah, okay? Need more of that.
Big up you. Big up you, because I'm scared as well.
Yeah, that's it, man. Yeah? I got ring for a reason.
Yeah, trust me. I moved that illusion for a reason. right? You don't choose your role. Your role chooses you. Okay?
Facts.
You are, what's her name? Cade
McGill.
Cade, you are the disciplinarian. Get over it.
That's who you are, B.
That's who you are.
Embrace it.
It's not our fault you're not fun.
That's it. You're boring.
You're boring.
And you're a disciplinarian. You just set the rules. You're Mr. Trunchable.
I bet you work in HR.
Probably do.
Get me.
Because this was typed in on Twitter and it said for desktop. So you're doing this on the desktop.
Who does that? That's why you're not fun. Hold on. Hold on. You logged into Twitter on a computer.
Loki, I'm just making it up. It doesn't say.
I was about to go in.
Well, I screenshotted it. Let's go on the fact that Cade did. I bet some money he probably did. You did, Cade.
If you log in to Twitter on a desktop.
Yeah.
You piece shit.
Hold on, I'd be sending loads of tweets from our desktop.
Nah, bro. I've logged into Twitter before on desktop and immediately logged back out. It's not where it's meant to be.
You get the quick tweets off though, the quick ones. Like if you're watching Love Island Football Live, that's how you get the cats. I don't do it often, but those cats are there.
Yeah. That's
live. If you're watching that live,
that's cool. But it's only 280 characters. You can fire that one off with your thumbs.
We don't know how old Cade is though. Cade could be an old cat.
Could be an old cat. Well, then get off social media.
He's trying to engage with us. You tell him to fuck off.
You don't know how to use it, you old bastard.
Boomer.
Get me. This is not for you. This app's not for you. No wonder you're not the fun one. You're too busy writing tweets. Dusty you, bro. Sorry, Cade. I'm sure you're a lovely person, but come on.
You had to get that cooking, Cade. I'm sorry,
What
man.
I want Cade to do is I want her man to tweet in for the next one. And then we'll make a split decision, yeah? We'll decide who's the fun one and who's the disciplinarian. There's not even a fucking joke in there. You know what I mean? This whole sentence sounds boring, you know? So before my daughter was born, I always said that I would be the good guy. In quotations, get lost. and my fiance would be the one to tell. Look, mistakes in your talk, in your text. One to tell B. Sort yourself out, Cade.
Cade.
Focus more on the discipline. Focus more on the spelling and less of the discipline. Yeah.
Boom blast.
Jesus Christ. But now I'm the complete opposite and I come across as the bad guy when it comes to the whole discipline side of things. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think the filter's been given.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty clear to me. Okay, that you're just living your life. You're a disciplinarian. You're Mr. Crunchable. That's who you be. You're on the computer, Twitter, on the desktop. That's what you do.
Also sounds like, I don't know how old your child is, but you said your fiance. It's like, what's happened?
Put a ring on it, Cade.
The ring's there.
Put a ring on it. Put another ring. Put a band. Put that wedding band on. Come on, Cade.
The reason there's no wedding band is because she probably made a group chat.
Ooh.
Put all the girls in it.
Ooh.
You know, pitch to them what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they all said, that's boring, Cade. Like you.
I thought you were fun.
You know what I mean?
Come on. Come on, Cade. Do the right thing.
Probably when the dad walks back in, because like, thank God. He's doing our tax returns. You can do mine while you're at it.
All right, Cade, thanks for that question, man. Take it. I hope you take that good spirits. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you know what? That has been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been with your co-host, Mike Akadiri. This has been
Kazeem Jamal.
And we will see
the
you
good,
again.
I'm a good guy.
The good guy.
I'm a good guy.
The good guy. That may have to be the pod episode either. All right, anyway, take care. Have a good week and peace.